Good morning to the Wisp, Wispy Tim Watson.
Good morning, Gary. Good morning, everybody. Great to be here this morning on what is D-Day?
D-Day today.
David Day, it is.
David Day. It's going to, it's going to resonate. It's going to be the talking point for, I think, for a long, long time. Goes to the tribunal tonight, and who knows what's going to come out the other end. But I dare say we'll be talking about it tomorrow. It's going to be on for young and old, Wisp.
I think so, Gary. What have you been up to in the last 24 hours? Yeah, what is it that's been tickling your little fancy?
Just getting organised for the weekend ahead.
I don't know on a Wednesday and a Thursday, you get organised for the weekend ahead.
Well, I'm only calling a game on Friday. Well, I'm only doing the game Friday. Then I've got Saturday and Sunday free.
Oh, wow. What are you going to do?
I'm going to get the fam and probably clear all the fallen trees that have been
there
waiting
for me. That's
going to
be a big job for you. Do you need some help down there?
I just like to go and take these tasks on.
Axe?
On my own. Axe, tractor, and chainsaw. All the things we love.
Have you got your wood splitter yet?
No.
Your red gum splitter. Why not?
I've been doing it manually by hand.
No, don't do it like that.
I love it.
You'll hurt your back.
No, I love it.
And your buckled rib. I actually noticed that the buckled rib is sitting out a lot further than what it normally does. And I think it's attributed to the fact that you've been doing too much wood chopping.
I'll tell you what I won't be doing. I won't be going down to the cattery on Friday night.
Only 7,000 people can.
Wow. 7,000 is better than none. Let's say that off the top. Let's just say, thankfully, there are some people that are able to go. And I know that the Geelong people are thankful for that. Small mercy, but they were hoping for a few more, let's say that.
Yeah, so you're only allowed to go if you're from the Geelong region. You're not allowed to go if you're from Melbourne. Are you allowed to, or will there be any provision for the Bulldog fans?
You can go, you've got to be a Western Bulldogs member.
Right.
And you can't live in Melbourne, obviously.
No, but you know how generally there's only a small area of Geelong Stadium available members anyway.
Yep.
Are they going to do that sort of like a percentage-wise of the 7,000?
I don't know. I would
have percentage-wise,
best dressed.
Well, a percentage-wise of the seven family, given how many opposition fans they let in down there, would be about seven, wouldn't it?
Just have seven lone doggies behind the goals with their banners and whatever else they're carrying, the big Bont sign. It's going to be a bit strange, isn't it? But we are out of lockdown tonight. And we're getting back to some degree of normality, so we can be thankful for that. It's been three tough weeks for everyone.
Yep.
You can go to at least the holidays are coming up. You can go to the snow.
Yes, you can. You
get
can.
Out a test though.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's okay-ish, isn't it?
Well, I got tested last year. Does that still count? How recent a test is?
I would think it would have to be something more recent than last year.
Okay. I think it'd have to be within the last week, wouldn't it?
Otherwise I would have thought so, Gary. What about all that? I got a text message straight after the program yesterday because there had been somebody who'd been to the South Melbourne market and all these different places at the South Melbourne market that we go to, but I hadn't been there on that particular day, thank goodness. Otherwise, I would have been in quarantine today.
Well, there's the sandwich shop over the road from Fox Footy is tier one site.
No.
In and around that area.
Really?
Yeah. Yep. So
never have been in there because you'd always send somebody up to get your sandwich, wouldn't you?
No, I always go there on a Monday after, in between what we do and what our meeting in the morning. I always go and get a toasted sanger, but this was on, I think it was on a Wednesday where you had to go and check. So.
Right. Okay. Buckled rib, Gary. You must have been in the ring with Hooney. What a fight last night! Did you hear about this?
Yeah.
Gallen's fight last night.
10 rounds. He was brave. Paul Gallen. He got beat up, but he refused to yield. Had a broken rib, they reckon.
Had a broken rib in the second round, he said.
Yeah,
so how about that? Fought for seven, eight rounds with a broken rib.
Could never question Paul Gallen's bravery and strength. So, but he got a bit of a hiding, but I think that was to be expected. I also got a call yesterday from Hayden Kennedy, the great Hayden Kennedy, the former...
Nice fellow.
Umpired close to...
6,000 games.
Close to 500 games, and then was the boss of the umpires and then stepped aside this year. And he was listening yesterday, which was great. Loves the show, which was nice. But remember we were talking about lining up for goal?
Yeah, you were, yep.
Yeah, so I had it half right and half wrong. So if it's in general play, then Buddy, for instance, is lined up for goal. He has to stay on his line. He can't go to his right to allow for his curvature out to the left.
Mm.
But if the siren's gone, he can.
He can.
So that's the only way you can line up off your line is if the siren's gone.
Right. And that applies if you're over the boundary line as well. You can do all
Indeed.
Of that. Yeah. Indeed. So then you're allowed to take your... How many steps did he say you're allowed to take? Is it a two?
I didn't ask and go into it, but I said to him we'll get him on next week.
Right.
And have, he would be a very good contributor to...
You hadn't run that past me before you gave him that invitation. You can't just do that. You can't just go off rogue like this on your own and go and invite people on our show. I always run everything by you.
I don't think
our,
you do.
Well, our producer says, oh, what do you think about this guest? I said, well, look, I'm not going to make a decision on that until we run it by Gary.
No, that's...
Because he'll come in over the top.
That is patent nonsense, errant nonsense. You do that all the time. 72 hours. Going to be tested in the last 72 hours, it says, Johnny, before you wander up to the snow. Go on, you, Johnny.
Let's see Gaz and Tim in a boxing match. Oh, Manny. Don't fight out of your division.
No.
I wouldn't take Gary on. His reach. He's got this reach about him. And then I'd be worried about hitting the buckled rib too. Have you ever sold a property, and be honest here, have you ever sold a property and used the media and your position as a selling part of the property?
I have, yep.
Okay, all right.
I would never do it now.
I understand that.
I have previously.
Because I always do a little bit of research on Matty Johns. He's coming up on our program a little bit later this morning. I think out of, what time is it, 8:40, he's going to join us this morning. So I always Google him, right, just each week just to see what he's been up to. And he sold a property up there in New South Wales, right, and they did the whole sort of with Matty Johns and Trish type thing, and I was reading through it, right, and he said, oh, no. And Trish said that Matty has set up a library, right? He set up a library. He's an avid reader. He likes big, heavy books on religion, history, geography. And then she said, what about this? So Matty's thought of everything. He's thought of every person out there that could possibly purchase his house, right? He said, oh, yes, and he's read the Quran twice.
Yeah, he covered off all demographics.
Everyone, everywhere. They go through, just flick through his little library there. Well, I got to talk to him about that. I had no idea that he was that type. And she went on to say, Trish, that over the years, he has filled the library with erudite and academic books. Books.
Two big words from Trish. I tell you what, I never did any of that when I was selling my house.
And they got a very, very nice price for the house. From now on, given that I did this yesterday for the first time, and I don't. I Googled you to find out how many goals you kicked yesterday.
Just say how many million.
And up came your net worth.
Which was ends up being about 8 million less than you.
Yes,
it did.
No. They way underplayed your net worth.
No, Tim.
So every time we get Matty Johns on, I'm going to see whether his net worth goes up on a weekly basis. What do you reckon he's worth right now?
Oh God, that's
well, he's a $3 to $5 million man. That's what he is. I reckon
a year
seriously underplayed that. Seriously,
a year.
That's what it said. $3 to $5 million he's worth.
I don't know what those how those people arrive at it. It sounds such a wank talking about.
Oh, unbelievable.
Worth. But That is not right. I'll give you the tip right now.
Wouldn't he be getting that a year?
A year, that's what I would have
currently thought. Currently, you'd be getting somewhere on
the... Anyway, if you're getting any sort of a wage right now, you'd be happy. If you go to the snow, I wanted to ask you this.
I went to the snow once.
Are we on holidays next week or the week after?
The week after.
Should we go to the snow, a little day trip, you and I?
No, you can go up there.
Why not?
I'm not interested. I don't like the cold. It's just too cold.
We'll get a jacket for you.
I don't know.
Can you ski?
Oh, can I agree? One leg in the air. I was on barefoot after about half an hour. That's how good I was.
A barefoot snow ski, that's a pretty impressive performance. No, you wouldn't ski because you old knee.
Yeah, old knee. And that I went when my knee wasn't old and I still didn't like it and I still couldn't get it right. I couldn't even get, the thing that carts you up and down the mountain? What's that called?
Ski lift.
Yeah, but what do you hold on to? What's that thing you hold on?
Pommel.
The pommel is whatever it is.
Oh, if you can get on a chair, or you can get on the pommel.
Yes, I couldn't coordinate that.
Oh, right.
I got to say, I've never laughed so much in all my life as watching my brother-in-law Sam trying to get onto that.
Oh, isn't this? Don't you have some fearful accidents on the snow?
Oh, God. Sam Fein.
Then you go.
Yes. Yeah,
then you think you're you better than you are, so you go to the, you know, the black run. Oh, yeah, I'm here to go. With that. And then you stand up on the top of a mountain, you look down. I will tell you a story. You know how I've got stories. This is about Hutchie's.
Away you go.
No, I don't want to, because it does, it sounds stupid.
But does it?
You can get yourself, all I'll say this, is you can get yourself into a lot of trouble on a mountain that you're not familiar with. And
100%.
I saw the snow ambulance go past up in Aspen with a very familiar face on the back of it. Trouts in Woodend. G'day, Trout.
Hello, Tiger Boys.
Hey, Trouty.
What's happening, Trout? What's going on?
Back to work today, so that's a good thing for the state, I suppose.
Good stuff.
Just two quick things. The one is you have to have a negative within 72, the last 72 hours on arrival to go to the snow.
Well, you couldn't have a positive go.
Yeah. No, well, you said get tested, but that's not going to help because if you haven't got your result.
No.
But if the other thing is, too, people have got to understand Cadinia Park or whatever it has 36,000. There'll be 2,000 at either end blocked out that you can't sit in because of the football going behind the goals. And the first 1 to 4 rows will be blocked out, so there's no contact with players as well. So that drops it down to about 30,000, and then that's why you've got about 7,000.
Fair enough, yeah. Too, Trout. I wonder how many Bulldog fans will be able to get along to that game, too. Thanks for your call this morning. Hey, Gary, just further to the snow, my brother-in-law Sam, right? So he's learning how to ski, and he finally gets upright. But you know all that safety plastic they put around the roads and that orange plastic stuff, that sort of like perforated stuff, right? So they've got a whole ring of that around these little kids that are learning to ski for the first
time. Yeah,
I know
exactly what you mean.
Right.
Like, yep, yep.
So he finally gets up, right? And then he starts to slide slowly down the hill, picking up pace. And I'm thinking, hang on, he's headed for those kids. He took the plastic out of it.
Took the ski school out.
It just slid right into the middle of them.
If you can't ski.
I reckon I laughed for an hour on the snow. Well, it was the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Good thing you can do. You don't even have to ski. You just go up to the mountain, get yourself a coffee, and go and sit on the side and watch people try to ski. It's as good a fun as you'll have for the day. We're here for Kogan Credit Cards. No annual fees. Amazing rewards. We're back after this.
Kogan Credit Cards. No annual fees, amazing rewards, and complimentary Kogan First membership.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Great to have you with us on this day that I think the 17th of June 2021 will go down in AFL as a very, very significant day given what's going to take place tonight, the tribunal hearing between with the David Mackay and Hunter Clark situation. So big day. SEN will have it covered right throughout the day, right into the night. You'll get it all here. Don't you worry about that. Wispy McDonald's are 50 years they're celebrating. 50 years.
Of being here in Australia or...?
Yes, let me just see that. Anyway, they're having 50 cent Big Macs to celebrate.
Oh, wow.
This McDonald's.
Happy birthday.
It's 50 years of operations in Australia, looking to open another 100 restaurants, and it's 50 cent Big Macs this weekend.
Happy birthday to Big Mac.
Can you remember the first McDonald's you had?
No, I can't.
I remember I'd come down to Melbourne to stay with my cousins in Melbourne, and they took me to this place called McDonald's. It was in East Burwood, Burwood East. It was like going to America. It was like going to another world. It was probably the most exciting thing that ever happened to me up until my 7th year of, you're 7 years old, going into the McDonald's.
Did you pay?
Going to McDonald's.
Did you have a Big Mac VIP card?
My gran took me in there.
Were you the first person in this country to get a Big Mac VIP card?
I don't know. It was exotic, Tim.
Pickle out or did you leave the pickle in?
I think I spat it halfway through, but no, it was. Can you remember the first time you went to McDonald's? The other thing in Kyabram, as I got older, before I came to Melbourne, my mate had his license. We used to drive from Kye to Shep just to get a thick shake.
Really?
That's how exciting it was.
What about the apple pie? Did you like the apple pie as well?
No, I wasn't an apple pie man. No, I'm not a dessert man, but I liked the McDonald's.
Oh, that was a big treat. Years. People don't understand for country kids like you and I how big a treat it was, not just to go to the city, But then to go to KFC or go to McDonald's and all those other places as well.
Yeah, McDonald's. We go to McDonald's.
Yeah, I understand that. I know that. But I'm allowed to say that for the sake of the story.
I know.
Well, hang on a minute. Just got a text from the boss. Wash your mouth out. All right. Sorry, Hutchie.
Another thing I read today, I just got a confirmation at Hutchie. I'm going to tell that snow story one day.
Is it a long story?
Well, I can make it shorter, but it's funny. School uniforms are out and sporty uniforms are in, I'm reading. So there's...
Yeah. You're saying like kids are now wearing like a tracksuit as a school uniform, yeah?
Yes, I'm trying to find it.
That's been going on for a while though, hasn't it?
Oh, not at some of the old... Here we go. Not at the old traditional schools, like the private schools. Which
oh, no. No. So are they ditching the blazer and all that sort of stuff, are they?
Yeah, all that stuff. That, how would that have gone when we were at school? Well, that was about...
Well, back in the day, it would have mattered. I didn't go to these toffee private schools, Gary.
What about when you came to Essendon High?
I went to the local high. Yeah.
Essendon High? Yeah. What was the uniform there?
It was a jumper and grey shirt, tie. No, no tie. Just grey slacks.
Yeah. Yeah, and school shoes.
And black school shoes, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's a uniform.
Yeah, I know, but it wasn't a toffee blazer type uniform where somebody came around every day and checked to make sure that everything was the right length and you tucked in the right places and all that sort of stuff.
I tell you this, the people who designed school uniform back in the day when we were at school, well, they get in a room and I reckon they'd sit down and go, right, let's see if we can find the most uncomfortable things that are on the market and make our kids wear them every stinking day. And... Yeah. Let's double down on school shoes. See how uncomfortable and clunky we can make those big black things.
Mm. Yeah, I think you're right about that. Did you ever have the skivvy? Was that in around your day or not?
Yes, we did. Mm. St. Augustine's had a nice light blue skivvy.
How did you wear a skivvy?
Very nicely, a cravat style.
Hey, on the subject of fashion, you can help me out here because Steve-O's been wearing his 3/4 length wool coat, which is a very nice coat, right? It's a lighter colour,
Last year's fashion, I think.
Well, it's from Rod and Gun. It's a very nicely made coat, right? So I started to give him a little bit. You know, how you and I muck around, I said, oh, gee, you've been giving that coat a nice old workout. You know, I've been hearing a lot of people think you've only got one coat, right? So I throw, he's got it on at work, right? I throw to him last night, he's out the front of the AFL house.
Mm-hmm.
No coat. He's ditched the
coat. He's taken it to heart.
He's ditched the coat.
Oh,
and then the cameraman pans around and there's a coat. It's lying on the ground.
That's workplace bullying. You're bullying.
No, that's
Steve-O.
Workplace fun. That is workplace fun. There's nothing. There's nothing bullying about that. Anyway, I said, look, we'll take up a collection for you. We'll see if we can't get you another coat that you can alternate with right through the winter.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, give me your worst school uniform. So I when I came to Melbourne, I went to Melbourne High. Very, very strict. It was the full pants, shirt, jumper, tie, blazer. The whole box and dice. And you had to wear your blazer. If it was 41 degrees, you had to wear your blazer to the school.
Right.
And when you left the school.
Right. Ridiculous.
Which I
ridiculous
failed to do. Found myself in the...
How many times did you get ticked off for that?
Well, I didn't have a... We went to training because we were training at the MCG. So we came off, went to the South Yarra train station, ripped our gear off, you know, jumpers and jackets off, and then the...
Ridiculous.
The next day.
Ridiculous. Did you have to have your shoes polished?
Yeah, well, 100%. Yeah.
Sock up in the wintertime, in the summertime?
I don't know if I went with the short. I can't remember.
The short would have, and the short would have had to have gone right down to your knee or something, wouldn't it?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. At Melbourne High? You would have been you would have been a crowd favourite with the teachers back at Melbourne High, sure.
I only went there for
one year. Sitting up the front.
It was a very, very interesting experience. I went to Maroochydore High.
Did Trevor Reed teach you at Melbourne High, by the way?
Yes. He was my accounting teacher.
Yeah, he good fellow. He was...
And the footy coach. He was a footy coach.
Yeah, he was great. Yeah.
I went to Maroochydore High. Our colours were horrendous. Brown, yellow and green. Mm. Vic, that doesn't sound like a fetching sort of an outfit. Brown, yellow and green. Goodness gracious.
Gaz would have loved a good turtleneck. I reckon you would have loved a good turtleneck too.
Yeah, well, I think you could get the fold down skivvy, or then you could just get the one, you know, the one at the top. But yeah, skivvies.
Did you send away for a Greg LaRon turtle neck when you were at high school?
No, I didn't.
You haven't worn You haven't worn your Greg
yesterday.
Did you wear them yesterday? You haven't worn them in here for a long time.
Beautiful, nice. Huh? And when the weather gets a bit cooler.
Do you mind me saying this? Because you did say this. You did say this to me once. You said every time I put these Greg LaRon trousers on, I get people coming up to me asking me where I got them from.
That is true. Now, we'll talk about that in greater detail.
We might put them up on our socials at some stage.
Got more pressing issues to deal with.
Nice pair of slacks.